God's Word for You, Psalm 119, verses 145 and 146. Here we come to the Kof stanza. Once again, the poet emphasizes sanctified living, which is putting the Word of God into practice by knowing it, believing it, obeying its statutes and laws, and loving its gospel promise. In this stanza, we will also encounter some of the passages that were given special emphasis in the monasteries and what came to be called the canonical hours. Verses 145 and 146. I call with all my heart, answer me, O Lord. I will keep watch over your statutes. I call out to you, save me, and I will keep your testimonies. These opening verses of the stanza almost appear to be conditional. That is, they could almost be read as an if A, then B sentence. If you save me, then I will obey you. But we need to remember what it means to be saved. To be saved in the Bible is a picture of being rescued from a hopeless situation. It is to be snatched as if unconscious from a burning building, or to be drowning and then lifted out of the water by someone else. To be saved is to be incapable of escape, but then be brought to safety. Now, bring that picture into verse 146, the second verse of our text. Rescue me, because I'll die if you don't, and then I will keep your law, or be able to keep your law. The idea isn't really that we will only give something to God like obedience on the condition that he saves us. Instead, the psalm writer is telling God, I can't keep your law at all, God. Only you can save me. And the result will be that I will keep your law. We don't obey God's commands in order to be saved. We can't. We can't because no matter how hard we try, we will fail to keep God's requirements. But now that our sins have been forgiven, day after day we put down our sinful human nature and set to the work of doing what God commands, simply out of thanks. When we begin to think that our good deeds have any merit toward our eternal lives, well, then it's time to evaluate what is most important: Jesus Christ crucified for us. The words that begin with the letter Kof, and we're getting toward the end of the alphabet here, Kof, Resh, Shin, Tav is how the alphabet ends, but the words here that begin with our letter Kof, that begins each verse here, is the same word in these two verses, Kara, I call out. The writer's words are very similar to those of Jonah as he prayed from the belly of the whale. In my distress I called to the Lord and he answered me. That's Jonah 2:2. But of course, Jonah is actually quoting Psalm 18 verse 6. Was our poet also using the same psalm? Now, if our poet was David himself, then he is rather more likely to be using his own frequent language in prayer. He wrote Psalm 18. This is how David addressed the Lord, by calling out and fully expecting to be answered. In David's case, answers sometimes came in the form of actual words from God or his prophet. When God answers our prayers, he most often does so by providing the good things we ask for, by blessing our lives, by giving us insight and understanding through his word to bring answers to those questions that, well, nag at us. There are also those times when God uses ministers and teachers, as well as parents and good neighbors and friends, to answer questions. In our church here in Minnesota, we use cards in the pews for attendance and also for prayer requests or other communication with the pastors. And there are many children who ask questions through these cards. It isn't the same as prayer itself, but it always leads to prayers, and we try to answer as many of those questions as we can. The Lord Himself called me, through His people, to be the pastor of this church, or one of them, and surely it is inevitable that I will give some of His answers to His flock, much like those lesser men, the family heads and fathers who helped Moses with some of the cases that were brought before him in Exodus 18. Therefore, we must study the Word of God all the time, day upon day, not so that we will always know all the answers by heart, no, but so that we'll remember where to look in the Word of God to ease the consciences and to inform the fine questions of God's good people. This is the beginning of the life of sanctification, knowing our Savior, reading His Word, and trusting Him above all things. I could go on, but it's late. I've had a long journey. And this is enough for now. In Christ, I'm Pastor Tim Smith. This is God's Word for you.